Thank you, Jerry. Minnesota's Attorney General is Keith Ellison. He joins us this morning on the CenterPoint Energy Home Service Plus Hotline. Attorney General Ellison, good morning.
Good morning. Thanks for having me.
Yeah, no, I always appreciate having you on, as you know. Take us, if you can, to the time before the announcement yesterday by the governor that you would be leading the case in this investigation of George Floyd's death. How long had you been talking? What was your initial reaction? If you can kind of take us behind the scenes on that.
Yeah, well, I hope you guys will forgive me for not disclosing my conversations with my client, who is the governor. I mean, by statute, the attorney general represents the governor, so it would be an ethical violation for me to tell you what I talked to a client about. I can assure you that this matter came up fairly suddenly for me when the issue came up, and it became clear that in the view of the governor and in the view of County Attorney Mike Freeman, that statewide resources and reach would be helpful in order to achieve a just outcome in this case. I would never shrink from my duty. And I said, we agree to be involved, and we will put our shoulder behind this. So we are leading the investigation, but we're doing it with the assistance of the Hennepin County Attorney's Office, Mike Freeman, and his very capable staff. They are the only office who's brought a successful murder conviction against a police officer in the state of Minnesota. So we need their experience. We need their help. But we will be working with them. We also will be working in parallel with the federal authorities. U.S. Attorney Eric McDonald is taking a very close look at this case under what they call a color of law investigation, which is essentially a civil rights investigation. And so we are going to work together to achieve justice in this matter. And, of course, even after we get convictions in this case, that won't bring about the real justice we need. What we need is systemic reform that really makes the citizens know that law enforcement is working on their behalf, there to protect them, there to support them, and not otherwise.
Keith, any idea of a timeline of charges being brought or not being brought against the other three officers?
The best timeline I can give you at this moment is that we're working as expeditiously as we can. I will bring the highest accountability I can based on the law and based on the facts that we can prove. So that's the thing. I'm asking people to trust me on this, which I know is asking a lot. I know it's asking so much because so many people have been disappointed for so long. But I've been asked to enter this case, and based on my 30 years of standing for justice and fighting for causes to bring dignity to people, I'm asking people to trust me that I will charge the highest level of accountability based on the facts that we can show, and with an eye towards real accountability. So that's what I can tell you at this point. Now, what's the timeline on that? I don't know. There's a lot of evidence we're still working through, and we need to work through it. We don't want anyone to be able to say, oh, you had a rush to judgment, or you were pressured by public sentiment. No, we're not pressured by public sentiment. We're motivated by one thing only, and that is justice based on the facts and based on the law of the state of Minnesota.
Mr. Attorney General, what will your schedule be today now? What happens next for you?
I think this morning I have been communicating with the public through media because I think the public needs to know what's going on, why, and give them the best we can in terms of what's going to happen next. And then later this afternoon, I'm going to enter into a series of meetings where we talk a lot about this case. And then, of course, we're still in the middle of the pandemic. We still got the price gougers, the illegal evictors, the fraudsters, and we still represent every state agency board and commission, and I'm still a member of the executive council. So, these days, sleep is not easy to come by. But I'm up to this, and we're working hard, and we're absolutely dedicated.
Yeah, isn't that something, Keith, the amazing turn of events? I mean, the pandemic was an above-the-fold story for so long every day, as it should have been.
Right.
And you were front and center on that, as you mentioned. There's price gouging. I know you were very active in that department. All of a sudden, man, you got to call an audible, and away you go here.
Well, you know, best of times, worst of times, right? I mean, you know, we're in a pandemic. Then we have, you know, what clearly appears to be an use of excessive force. Then we have a set of legitimate protests. Then we have arson and looting. All these things compounding, they're very difficult to manage at all. But you know what? You know, we're up to this. We can do this. We can do it together. And I have total faith that we will get through this together, hopefully with a more just result than we've ever seen.
I don't know if you can answer this, but I'll ask you because it's in the news narrative this morning. We understand ex-officer Chauvin was moved to a different facility. Do you know any details of that?
No, I can't. I don't know anything about that, and I can't comment on that.
And the other thing I would ask you, too, you mentioned Mike Freeman, and I'm not sure exactly what his role will be, but you two have had a working relationship for some time.
Mike Freeman is a friend of mine. I admire him. I think he's a good guy. I'll tell you this, we're gonna work together on this. We need his partnership, and you know, again, you know, he's the one who's. There have been several murder prosecutions of police officers. You know, we know the Philando Castile. That case ended in an acquittal. And there was another one in Ramsey County as well. Mike has gotten the only successful prosecution. So we're going to call on him. We're going to call on County Attorney Choi as well, who's a very experienced, very smart guy. And we're going to draw upon the talent and resources we need to have a fair, just prosecution that holds everyone culpable accountable.
Attorney General Ellison, we always appreciate your time. Thanks for taking our call here this morning. I know we'll stay in touch with you over the next few days and weeks.
Yeah, you can be assured of that.
Minnesota's Attorney General Keith Ellison on WCCO Radio. Our time is 8:48.